Let us lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and catch up with a colleague who once roamed these very TV airwaves, or KEZI in Eugene, now part of the team at Eyewitness News, ABC 11, WTVD North Carolina. She's the Rhode Island Ram on Twitter. Keep up using at Kate Rogerson TV. Kate Rogerson is back. Kate, always great having you. How's life treating you in the Tar Heel State?
Steve, as much as I miss Eugene and Oregon and the Pacific Northwest more than anyone can imagine, I can't say I miss having it rain for about 7 months straight. So life in North Carolina is full of sunshine, but it is hectic as ever with March Madness here and all of our college basketball.
Well, I can tell you right now, Kate, there's this big yellow orb in the sky right now. I'm not really sure what it is, but I know of you speak. Yeah. So as somebody who grew up in New England, obviously there's a heavy pro team influence. Then you were here in a major college town, now Raleigh, obviously huge college sports, but also NHL, NBA, NFL. Kind of explain that kind of sports market that's your current home.
Well, it's been really interesting transitioning from so many various markets, growing up in different footprints. That was one of the reasons why I was so thrilled to accept a job in Eugene. Those 2 years there covering the Ducks and Beavers was the time of my life. And you really get a feel of how the community feels within these teams. With the pro teams, it's one thing. But with college, it's a totally different level because so many people who are viewers of the station or reading the paper, whatever it may be, a lot of them went to the school, maybe worked for the university or a part of it in different ways. So that connection is really unique, and that carries over here in Raleigh because between NC State, Duke, and North Carolina, all three major ACC Power Five schools, that community outreach is massive, and obviously the brands of them go very, very far beyond basketball. So coming here has been really interesting because it's a little bit of the best of both worlds. As a girl from New England, I love hockey. So getting to get back into the NHL footprint and pay some more attention to that sport has been a real joy. The Carolina Panthers are based in Charlotte, which is about 2.5 hours away. So we might be talking about them every day, but they still are very important to the area despite their record and their recent lack of success. But being a part of such a dominant college landscape or just a sports landscape in general is so, so valuable, and I'm so fortunate because for any sports fan, you always want something to talk about, and here in the Triangle, as we call it, there is always something going on.
Oh, yeah, never lacking. So you were at the ACC Men's Tournament in Washington, D.C., and you mentioned North Carolina State. Let's face it, they were an afterthought on a four-game losing streak. I mean, they win five straight for the title, including beating North Carolina. What could you tell us about witnessing, let's face it, it was an historic run led by their big senior, DJ Burns?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, head coach Kevin Keats went into that tournament in Washington, D.C. with his job essentially on the line. Like, Wolfpack Nation, as we call them, was calling for his job. They wanted a new head coach over on Twitter. And after winning five games in 5 days, the first team to do that since UConn in 2011, NC State is having the time of their lives right now. Their first title in 37 years. That run, that team was just one of those things where once they beat Virginia in that semifinal game, hitting the buzzer beater to send it to overtime, I was like, oh, this team can win it all. So when it came to facing UNC, a team that's about 30 minutes down the road that they played twice during the regular season, I didn't know who was going to win that game, truly. A lot of people truly believed that the Tar Heels were going to pull it out because they've been dominant all year long. But in the magic of March, kind of like we saw with the Beavers back in 2021, once you get hot and once you get rolling, you don't want to bet against those teams. So for NC State in that title game, the thing I honestly kept waiting for, I was like, okay, they're doing good, they're doing good. Their defense looks great. They got off to that 11-2 start. And I kept waiting for North Carolina to make it closer in that second half. And every time it felt like the Tar Heels got a jolt of momentum, NC State was just shot them down, shot them back. So it was such a special moment for NC State. Really cool to be a part of, see that confetti fall. it was kind of chaotic because it's live TV. You're trying to get on the air and run around. But just seeing the support and the aftermath of how much it really means to this community is what makes college sports so special. So NC State has a lot of momentum going into their game in Pittsburgh this week.
By the way, I will date myself. I remember that 1987 team with Vinny Del Negro and Charles Shackelford. I'm sure distant memories to somebody from your generation. they eked one out against Duke, and in that one, the transfer from Arizona State, another DJ Horn, had the clutch foul shots. But for folks not familiar, you know, we knew him from being a Sun Devil. What about DJ, a local guy who, in essence, returned home for this season to be one of the leaders of this team?
I mean, that was what he was saying all week long, especially on Saturday. They won it all. He said, this is why I came home. Now, I believe NIL was a factor in that, as
sure.
It is now in college sports for so many transfers. But one of the reasons he came home is because he grew up watching NC State. He grew up watching the Wolfpack. And were they good in the 2000s and, you know, 2010s? Yeah, they had their phases. But he came back to raise a banner in PNC Arena. So for DJ Horn to show out like he did on that stage after he missed playing in their opener versus Louisville with the hip flexor issue says so much about his grit and his will to win. And I think that's why NC State won it all, because it was just their will to win. Their back against the wall. We always talk about it. But if they didn't win that ACC title game, they weren't going to the big dance. So when they showed up to Capital One Arena on Saturday, they literally had nothing to lose. Obviously, their season would have been over, but they had no reason to not go all out. So it was so cool to see him on the bench when he played majority of that second half with four fouls. And the minute that final buzzer rang, I believe a shot of it came up on ESPN, he was just in disbelief with his head in his hands, bawling into his jersey, kind of a, oh, my gosh, we did it, oh, my gosh. You know, that manifestation that so much of us do finally paid off for him. So such a unique story for DJ Horn to come home and bring a title back to his home city.
Talking with Kate Rogerson, once upon a time for KEZI, now for WTVD in North Carolina. Of course, the Tar Heels entered as the one seed. They made the final, but because really of all the major conferences, only UConn was the one seed that finished the deal. So fair to say, even though North Carolina got seeded in the West, I would imagine there's still an element of happy that they got a one and start in Charlotte.
For sure. I mean, they pretty much dominated the ACC regular season. They outright won it by beating Duke that second time in Cameron. And something so unique about the Tar Heels is their domination all year long. Part of that comes within their non-con schedule, right? They played Arkansas. They played UConn, they played Kentucky, they played Tennessee, someone who people thought would be a one. The Tar Heels beat them back at the end of November, early December in Chapel Hill. So the Tar Heels are a really complete team, and they have so many pieces to the puzzle. You have their inside presence with Armando Baycott. Behind the arc, you have RJ Davis, the player of the year, and all those transfer portal pieces they brought in. Stanford transfer Harrison Ingram, Notre Dame, former Notre Dame star Cormac Ryan. So there's a lot of talent on that team, and I have full faith that they'll be able to pull it together for March and make some sort of run. I don't know how far they'll get to go. I believe they'll make it to the second weekend, and it'd be a hell of a story if they end up facing their former player, Caleb Love, who is down at Arizona for a trip to the Final Four.
Yeah, we're familiar with him in the first matchup against Oregon. He scored 36 points. As for Duke, as I adjust to Coach K not being there, you'll follow them to Brooklyn to take on Vermont. But they lost the season finale at Cameron to UNC, got knocked out in the first round of the ACC tournament. They got knocked out early last year. Fair to say, maybe a little more pressure on John Shire for maybe a more Duke-like tournament run.
100%. I think Duke going to Brooklyn helps them because there are a lot of Blue Devils in the Northeast, especially in the New York atmosphere. So will it be a home game? No, but I think them playing at Barclays, I believe they're 9-2 in all-time games playing at that arena in Brooklyn. So I think it will help them in a way. But I totally agree. There's some questioning of John Shire, of course, is going to be when you follow the footsteps of someone like Coach K. The team this year has so many key pieces. They return four of their starters from last year's team, so they have the experience. They have the experience of losing last year in the round of 32 to a very good Tennessee team. So they've been on this stage. They know what to expect. It's the question of, can they overcome their past two consecutive losses and get it together in this format? Because if they lose on Friday versus Vermont, a team that's really hot out of the America East and a team that a lot of people have been picking in their brackets, their season's over. So can they find their piece to the puzzle? And something that a lot of people have been noticing with this Duke team is they have the talent, but there's no one driving the bus. There's no assigned role on this team. Sometimes it's great that a certain player can show up on every night and can win the game for you, but there's no one dog on the team, as we say. There's no one leading the team night in and night out. Yeah, Kyle Filipowski's fantastic at center. You have Jeremy Roach, 4 years of experience at point guard, but there's not one alpha on the team. So will an alpha emerge on Friday and help Duke make a run and get out of Brooklyn? That's a big question, but for sure, a lot of eyes to see what Coach Shire can do in year two.
The last thing I want to talk about is you mentioned their opponent, again, from your neck of the woods in New England, Vermont, one of the few teams that won the regular season title, then won their tournament. And they've been kind of a regular in the big dance. They've got a terrific defense. In preparing to make this trip and following the Blue Devils, what have you learned about the danger level for this Catamount team?
I think it's a danger level of a lot of these lower seed mid-major winners, right? Like this is the peak maybe of their basketball careers, going to the big dance as kids who go to smaller, lesser known schools. I was watching that America East final before the ACC tournament final, and my photographer who I was with, born and bred North Carolinian, he's like, why does anyone care about this game? And I'm like, you realize there's other conferences other than the ACC. Like, there is basketball outside of North Carolina, right? So I think Vermont has nothing to lose. They want to shock the world, and they're going up against a Duke team that has not played their best recently. So I know that Vermont is gritty. They are tough, and that might not be the word you think of when you think of the state of Vermont. But when you have the college basketball landscape of the big dance with so many individuals who are just out there for the joy of the game, trying to make a name for themselves and win. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup for Duke. I think they win, and I don't say that Duke's going to win just because I cover them. I think in terms of talent and potential, it's no question that obviously Duke is Duke. They're the national brand. But I don't think Vermont's going to make it easy on them. I think Duke's really going to have to work for it, and it's going to come down to how they defend. And if they can stop Vermont from getting hot from outside three and getting those points in transition.
Vermont, the bunch of ski bums from Mount Snow. Who are they kidding, right? Folks, she's Kate Rogerson, on the move, but kind enough to find some time to join us here. She's going to be in the borough of Brooklyn. Wow, Wisconsin, that James Madison team, UConn. Keep up with all her coverage on Twitter. It's at Kate Rogerson TV. Kate, you're the best. Thanks so much for coming on. Travel safe. Enjoy it all, and look forward to talking again.
Steve, thanks for having me on. Maybe we'll have a crossover with the Ducks at some point if we make it to the Sweet 16 in Dallas. So go Ducks, hoping for the best for them and Coach Altman, and I'll see you till next time.
All right, take care, Kate.